Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to one of the last episodes of my show. I'm Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium, and you can find me at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter at jsiscoreadings. And today I want to talk to you about, since we're getting so close to the holidays, really close to the holidays, I want to talk to you a little about how this time of year can bring out a lot of emotions in people and bring up a lot of stress, a lot of unneeded stress. And I want to kind of give you some tips to help decrease some of that. And that way you can not only avoid another stressful holiday season, but start the year off on a more positive note. The first tip I'm going to give you, I realize might sounds a little strange to some people, and I understand that because I used to think that way too. And that is, don't forget to buy a gift for yourself, because you're running around and we run around, try to find the right gift for the right person. Oh, and it has to be in a certain store, and we have to make sure it's within the budget, and all of these different things. And in doing that, we tend to forget ourselves in that process. And I used to get annoyed when I'd hear that people bought gifts for themselves, because I think, well, how are their friends and families supposed to know what to get them if they're just going to go out and buy their own presents for themselves anyway? But giving it to themselves because they deserve it, and we all deserve to care for ourselves, and sometimes that includes treating ourselves. And it doesn't have to be a big gift. It could be something small, like an outfit that you've had your eye on, or even going to get your nails done, or going out for a nice cup of coffee, or take yourself out to lunch, whatever that is for you. don't forget about yourself this year. And the second tip for decreasing holiday stress and making the holidays a little more joyful, kind of along the lines of the first thing, and that is self-care. And a lot of things tend to fall under this category. Like, there are the more well-known ones, like making sure you get enough rest and making sure that you are well hydrated and to eat. And I certainly do that around the holidays. I don't know about you. And it also includes taking time out to stay out of other people's drama, because there can be, unfortunately, a lot of that around this time of year. I don't just mean physically walking away. I mean, don't engage your thoughts in that. And what I mean by that is, oh, what if this person doesn't like the gift I bought them? They never appreciate what I get them. There's always drama around that, and on and on. But you have a choice not to engage in that. Watch a cute cat video or do something else to get you out of that mindset. Go out for a walk, or, you know, if the weather's not amenable to that, because sometimes it's not, then find your favorite exercise or any activity that will get you out of that negative thought pattern. Sometimes I just like to get out my phone and turn on Pandora and dance, because, hey, no one's watching and it's fun. It gets the energy going and the blood flowing, and it puts me into a better frame of mind. And for some people, for a lot of people, spiritual practice such as meditation, yoga, even prayer can help with that. Another thing that I want to say about dealing with holiday stress and the emotions that can come up around this time is that a lot of people have their loved ones either around this time or before the holidays, and they now, there may be an empty place at that holiday table, and that can bring up feelings of grief for a lot of people. And the first thing I need to say about that is, be patient with yourself. Have some compassion for yourself and what you're going through, because everyone deals with that in their own way at their own rate. And that's okay. Don't let anyone tell you that you have to snap out of it, cheer up, because it's your grief, it's your experience. And also, please know that your loved ones are around you, and they are present. They do really care about what you're doing, and they're invested in what you're doing. And they know that you're hurting. They understand this, and they enjoy the holidays too. So please know that they're with you, and they don't want you to hurt anymore. And they also want you to have compassion for yourself. And another thing that could definitely, definitely help around the holidays is to have a gratitude. And you don't have to buy a fancy gratitude journal and write down a certain amount of things that you're grateful for. You certainly can do that if you want to. Some people, I know that helps them. I like to either write it in the notes app on my phone or just my head. And they could be the little things like, thank you for the person who invented a way to brew coffee. Yes, I'm grateful for that person. Or it could be something big. It doesn't, what do I want to say about that? Your gratitude practice is going to be something that's specific to you and that works for you. Another tip that I have for decreasing stress on the holidays is not only to have compassion for yourself, but extend that to others. Now, I see a lot of, how do I want to say it without being judgmental? I see a lot of pushing and shoving in the stores, a lot of honking at one another, but please have compassion for the people who are taking their time in line to check out, people who are the ones responsible for causing traffic, because places to go, things to do, and we're all deserving of the same courtesy. And that means also extend compassion to people who are serving you, such as cashiers, even bus drivers. If you're like myself and don't drive, and even simple acts of kindness, like holding the door for someone or paying for the coffee of the person behind you, because it could really make their day. You might not have any idea what they're going through, but you just put a smile on their face. And the end of my show for today, I decided to keep it short. So please, if you feel so inclined, I know I can be found at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. While you're there, you can read my blog or book a reading with me. Speaking of buying gifts for yourself around the holidays, and you may also wish to purchase a reading for a friend or a family member, just please, if you're going to do that, I have to tell you that please make sure that you have their permission, because I can't read them without that. So if you're going to do that, please make sure they're open to a reading. And also, I can be found on Facebook and on Twitter at JCiscoReadings. And thank you all for listening and being a part of this show. I really, really do appreciate it. It's been a great year, but as I've said before, it's time to let go of this so that I can move on to expand my business in other and new and exciting ways. So this isn't a bad thing. So thank you for being with me during this part of my journey. I really, really appreciate it. And I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.